This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 22nd, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. In the 2020 election, the GOP secured almost two-thirds of the rural vote. At the DNC this week, Anthony Flacavento, chair of the Rural Urban Bridge Initiative, said both parties have failed rural voters.
Both parties have neglected, even betrayed rural America. What started in 2021, though, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, was to recognize how working class folks, factory workers, and farmers have been so left behind by both parties. And the Biden-Harris administration has started to turn that around in some major ways, not just little stuff. So I think the message that I hope Harris and Waltz run on and every Democratic candidate for office is we screwed up by not investing in the people who grow our food, who bring our timber to market and build our homes, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not going to make that mistake again.
Flacavento believes the rural investment leads to revitalization of the rural economy.
As we've neglected agriculture, as we've neglected other rural industries like timber and fisheries, not only have we hurt those particular businesses, but the businesses that were supportive of them have also either disappeared or been downsized. So bringing back those farming and fishing and forestry industries, bringing back manufacturing, will not only create those jobs directly, it'll start to revitalize these communities. And we're seeing it happen.
This week, the Environmental Protection Agency released its final herbicide strategy to protect over 900 federally endangered and threatened species from the potential impact of herbicides. American Soybean Association President Josh Gackle says the EPA didn't heed their concerns.
In a first reading of it, it just looks like a lot of those concerns that we expressed were not included or not considered, and that this final strategy is going to be hard to implement on the ground. I mean, it's going to cost, you know, if you apply to the number of products that might meet ESA requirements, it would cost billions of dollars for farmers across the country. So it's unaffordable. You can't implement it. The practices just aren't practical. We identified some ways that they could build in that flexibility and make it more practical and more affordable on the farm. And most of those things that we identified throughout this process weren't included.
Gackle says EPA's assumptions aren't practical with modern farming practices.
I mean, there's specific things like runoff restrictions and buffer strips, which just, I think we're, you know, farmers are always careful. We want to use things in the right way. We're certainly not out there to hurt the environment. So use rates, and, you know, in many cases, EPA assumes when it comes to the Endangered Species Act, the assumption from EPA is that farmers are using the maximum amount of product the most times they can use it in a season, as according to the label. And that's just not the way that farmers operate in the real world.
Gackle says soybean farmers will continue to make their case to the agency. Well, today marked the 60th Country Ham Breakfast at the Kentucky State Fair. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton says the Blue Ribbon Ham brought $10.5 million, adding to the sum of charitable giving for the program.
Before today, it was $33.7 million. So we've bumped that up by $10.5 million now. So we're knocking on the door of $45 million.
Melton was sure to make his case for new farm policy for congressional leaders in attendance.
So I said a farm bill needed to be passed sooner rather than later. We need that assurity. And then I also talked about our growing ag trade deficit. The trade deficit is just, it's at a historic level, and I said that's another reason that we need a farm bill done, and we need it done now.
Nearly 2,000 people attended the breakfast. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.